one.
Yes, Mr. President. There you are.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Tom, I just wanted to call you on this Saturday morning to ask you to extend to all of our friends in Connecticut my deep appreciation for their support. I'm sorry I couldn't get there personally, but I know that everybody's working hard. Connecticut will be that first state to come in, and also I know all those House seats are up there, and we're just counting on that that great organization of yours, Tom, to pull us through.
Well, it's very nice of you to call, Mr. President. We're also disappointed that you couldn't get up there during the campaign, but we understand that you've got a lot of other demands on your time other than campaigning.
I had to go to Rhode Island because, as you know, we had a Senate race there.
Right.
And the same was, so I couldn't go either to Connecticut or New Jersey for that reason. But believe me, you've just been doing great up there, and you've got some marvelous candidates. And
we still remember you tripped up here 2 years ago when you helped me and Weicker.
I'll be back later. Whenever you are up, we'll be there. Because.
Well, listen, we're really encouraged, and we think that...
How you think you're doing up there?
We think we're doing very well, and we're very hopeful that you're going to have Jack Welch and Saracen and Hank Pauly and...
I'm looking at that list. They sound great. Let me say this. Tell the people to... first, we want to get out a good vote, take nothing for granted. That's going to help us with all the ticket. The second thing is to... keep talking about to be very confident on we're for peace with honor and strength. We're going to get it. Keep right on the positive there. That's the way it looks at this point.
Well, that's what we've been doing, and we're very pleased with the way that you've been campaigning. I think you've stuck to your game plan.
Today I'm going, incidentally, to North Carolina, where we have a Senate candidate, New Mexico, where we have a Senate candidate, both very close races, and naturally to California, where I finish up.
I have a little selfish interest here, too. I think you're going to help me get a Republican legislature here in the state of Connecticut.
Well, you might be better if I'm not there.
I need that just as much as
you. Well, listen, will you do this?
Surely.
In your speeches today, you can say that I spoke to you. I spoke to the fact that you'd been such an enormous help to us in working with the governors on revenue sharing and other things, and that I enthusiastically endorse the candidates not only for the Congress but for the Republicans who are running for the legislature.
Well, that's fine.
How's that?
We have a speaker here in the office, so we have some of the press here taking this all down, and I won't even have to repeat it.
Good.
But I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine. And you can be sure that as we look at these things, as I said, in conclusion, Connecticut voters, I know, have always been for a strong America. We're for a strong America rather than a weak America. Connecticut voters have been for peace with honor, not peace with surrender. That's a clear-cut issue in this campaigning. Before, we've made a breakthrough in the negotiations. We, however, have some details to work out, but we're going to work them out so that we can be sure it'll be a peace that will last. That's the issue in a word.
That's what the people want.
And we're also going to have, after that, what we haven't had since President Eisenhower was president, full employment, our goal of full employment, without war and without inflation.
Terrific.
Okay, Tom.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you, sir. Bye.